67 degrees with plenty of sunshine. That will continue for us. We'll get details on the forecast in a moment. First, though, an update on what's happening in the news. And once again, here's Sharon Alseth with that for us. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone. With Hurricane Irene expected to make landfall along the East Coast later this week, Indiana volunteers are already headed that way as first responders. WFYI's Marianne Holland reports.
Hurricane Irene is expected to bring with it winds as high as 150 miles per hour, and along with those winds, considerable damage along the southern east coast. Volunteers from all over the U.S. are mobilizing through the American Red Cross to be there before the storm hits, so that once it's passed, they can be among the first to help prepare shelters and provide disaster supplies. Ann Gregson, spokesperson for the American Red Cross of Greater Indianapolis, says two locals are already on their way, but many more Hoosiers will also help after the storm is hit.
They try to get these guys in advance, and then once they know where the damage is, they'll probably send in people who have casework experience, mental health volunteers. Depending on the damage, how severe it is, pretty confident that we'll be sending more people out.
On average, the Red Cross spends about $450 million a year on disaster relief. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.
A semi-trailer barreled through a cemetery near Zionsville after running off I-65 early this morning. The semi went through a cornfield before entering the grounds of Lincoln Memorial Gardens. The semi knocked over numerous headstones before coming to a stop at the edge of a lake. The Boone County Sheriff's Department says the driver apparently fell asleep and suffered some cuts and bruises. The cause of an early morning fire still under investigation at the Aristocrat restaurant at 52nd and College, though firefighters say it looks like it started in the kitchen. Damage is estimated at $1.5 million. About 35 people are employed by the restaurant. Federal prosecutors are preparing to announce six indictments in connection with the fatal shooting of a Terre Haute police officer. U.S. Attorney Joe Hogsett is scheduled to hold a news conference this morning. 34-year-old Officer Brent Long was fatally shot while helping to arrest a wanted man at a Terre Haute apartment. Authorities say the gunman died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Long's police dog, Shadow, was also shot but did survive. Indiana residents overwhelmingly told lawmakers that a high court ruling allowing police entries broadly violates their constitutional rights. Paul Wheeler told the panel of lawmakers Wednesday that the Indiana Supreme Court did an end run around the legislature when it gave police broader ability to enter homes. Representative Linda Lawson says it's hard for police because they make split-second decisions once they reach a home. Lawson is a former police officer. The Supreme Court ruled in May that a Vanderburg man did not have the right to forcefully resist police who entered his home without a search warrant. Lawmakers are studying whether to define the law when it's acceptable for police to enter homes. And the former secretary of a southwestern Indiana church faces theft charges for allegedly embezzling more than $51,000 in church funds. State police say 45-year-old Denise Purcell was arrested Wednesday on four counts of theft. She'd been the administrative assistant and financial secretary at Community United Methodist Church in Vincennes. Police say an investigation that began in January found that Purcell allegedly used two church credit cards to purchase numerous items for her own personal use, totaling more than $51,000. Purcell had worked at the church for about 9 years before she resigned last fall. The man behind a major medical school gift hopes the donation will help improve health care. Andy Ober has more inside Indiana business.
The founder of an Indiana biotechnology company believes his huge investment to kickstart the state's second medical school will have a significant long-term impact. AIT Laboratories Chief Executive Officer Michael Evans says Indiana is lacking in healthcare, especially family physicians. He says Marion University's College of Osteopathic Medicine will play a key role in filling that gap.
We have the best healthcare system in the nation, in the world, in terms of what we have available. We're not delivering as well as we can, which is our problem, to getting it to the people that need it, preventive healthcare. So the osteopathic school, I think, will augment, strengthen that, and their interaction with the College of Medicine here at IU will just be strengthened as well. They will work together. They do already work together. So I think it's going to really impact healthcare. It'll create a whole life science center out there that will really rejuvenate the whole area.
Evans has given $48 million to the medical school and made the comments in a Studio I interview. The head of an Indiana health insurance company is among the most powerful women in the world, as determined by Forbes. Indianapolis-based WellPoint Chief Executive Officer Angela Brawley is ranked 41st on this year's list. Brawley has led the company of more than 37,000 employees since 2007. Four Northern Indiana Economic Development Corporations are planning a joint forum next month. The fourth annual event is set for Angola and will focus on the new challenges and opportunities in the manufacturing sector. The forum involves economic development leaders from DeKalb, LaGrange, Noble, and Steuben counties. Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI is made possible by the following.
Inside Indiana Business is supported by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to business education and career advancement. Learn more at Kelley, kelley.iu.edu.
BKD, CPA, an advisory firm employing over 2,000 professionals and serving clients in all 50 states and internationally, provides experience and insight to a wide range of industries, including manufacturing, construction, and real estate. On the web at bkd.com.
Vincennes University has dedicated the new Gibson County Center for Advanced Manufacturing. More from Inside Indiana Business reporter Wayne Pratt.
The $12 million facility is designed for students in manufacturing and logistics programs and those seeking general education. The university also says the center will help existing workers who want to update their skills. It is located near major Gibson County manufacturers, including Toyota Motor Manufacturing Indiana in Princeton. Those employers are expected to benefit by having a worker training facility nearby. Contributions from those companies and the state of Indiana helped create the facility, which will start offering a full slate of programs in January. Wayne Pratt, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Tomorrow morning on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news on FM 90.1. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Andy Ober for WFYI Public Radio for your information.
WFYI weather today through Tuesday, mostly sunny. Highs today through Saturday, 85. Sunday's high 82, 79 on Monday, and Tuesday's high about 83. Right now it's clear, 67 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.
Okay, Sharon, sounds good. Thank